Hello, welcome to another episode of Omoluabi podcast. I am Anu.
And I am Joseph Kolawole Ola.
Today's episode is on incompatibility. Joseph, do you want to take us on?
Okay, so today's proverb says, Egun obesere, egun obesere. Egun means thorns. Ese is... Ese could mean leg, but in this particular context, it means the sole of the feet. Re is the compatibility aspect of it. So, es egun obesere simply means the thorn and the sole of our feet, they are incompatible. They are enemies. Not necessarily enemies in the sense of enemies, but that when the thorn and the sole of the feet come together, there will be pain. There will be discomfort, there will be lack of ease in that sense. And so the implication of the proverb or the interpretation goes without saying, therefore, that there are certain things that are incompatible, and that is the context in which this is often used, this proverb is often used to highlight the fact that some things are by constitution or their makeup, they are just incompatible with the other. And there are certain actions that are unsuitable for certain situations. So there are times when it will be wrong to speak in a certain way. There are times when it will be wrong for an Omoluabi to act in a certain way. And there are times when it will just, there's just some things like that in life that are incompatible. So the biblical tangent to this proverb that, I mean, two scriptures come to mind readily. One of them is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, where Paul said that in the KJV, says something like evil communications corrupt good manners. In the Passion Translation, it says, so stop fooling yourselves. Evil companions will corrupt good morals and character. In other words, if you continue to do life with people that are supposedly doing life in ways that are contrary to the direction of your focus, whether you like it or not, with time, they would influence you negatively. I've seen people say things like, yeah, I do life with such people so that I can influence them positively. You need to understand that there is a balance and a wise way to approach that. An example I readily give people is that if you are living with someone that is having a contagious disease, your health or your healthiness or your being healthy won't be necessarily contagious enough to overwhelm the person's sickness. If there is anybody that will infect anybody, it will be the sick that will infect the healthy, not vice versa. That's not to say that we can live in a way that makes bad people reconsider their bad ways. But the proverb is essentially, and of course that scripture as well in 1 Corinthians 15 is essentially reminding us of the danger in exposing ourselves unwisely to such dynamic of relationship. It seems like you want to add something.
Yes, it brings to mind what Paul said, like, to
I became all things to all men
in order to
win some.
Like if we're going to wisely do away with these evil companions, how do we then win them? I know that egun obesere, like there will be pain when we do mix with these people, but is there a balance to showing our character, being the Jesus they see, without actually putting ourselves in those unwise situations and being in pain unnecessarily?
Absolutely. I think it starts with having a deep-rooted self-understanding of our identity as Omoluabis, as Omotioluiwabi, as born-again children of God, as people that have made a lifelong commitment to be under the lordship, the fatherhood, and in the friendship of our Savior. What that means necessarily is that it gets to call the shots. It's one thing for God to be leading you into becoming friends with someone for the sole purpose of the fact that he wants you to live in a way that the person would be changed. It's another thing for you to want to just do that out of the foolishness of your ignorance or the audacity of your ignorant confidence in that sense. For instance, maybe Second Corinthians 6:14 actually even puts it in a clearer term when it says that you should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. That's not to say you should not be yoked at all, but not unequally yoked with them. For instance, in the Living Bible, that verse says, "Don't be teamed with those who do not love the Lord. For what do people of God have in common with the people of sin? How can light live with darkness?" That's not to say that you won't do life with these people. That would necessarily mean that you have to go out of this world, because we live in the midst of people that are, as described in this verse, people of sin in that sense. But teaming up with them means that you are coming together in a kind of union in which you are hoping to achieve something or go the long haul in a certain direction. To team up with someone like that, who is not standing on the same foundation as you and not having the same focus as you, means that it's going to derail you from your plans. So one very good application for that verse that many pastors have drawn is in the context of marriage. And so to marry an unbeliever or to marry someone who is not a child of God, and if you are not a child of God, then you are the child of the devil, innit? To marry someone that is not a child of God necessarily makes the devil your father-in-law. So to avoid that dynamic would mean that you want to get that foundational basis right. I don't even want to start thinking about someone that doesn't have the same father as me when it comes to the context of marriage. So it's the same thing when in a broader sense of talking about this incompatibility. We will always live in a world where we will meet people, work with people, study with people, mix with people, have neighbors and all of that who do not share the same lordship or the same homologue status as you, the same lordship of Jesus that we share. And so if we are living and doing life and mixing and studying and meeting such people on a regular basis, the point is to hope that you modeling your Omoluabi character, you modeling the life of Christ, you going about doing good, as it was said of Jesus Christ, you being an example intentionally in your words, in your conduct, in your deeds, in your choices, in your preferences, all of that will eventually become an influence upon them. But it's another thing for me to say, okay, I need a confidant. And so my confidant is someone that is, I've looked around everywhere, I can't find a confidant, and I find one unbeliever as my confidant and counselor. That just doesn't make sense. In that sense, because it is predictable that my union with such a person, with such dynamic of relationship, will lead to a point where there will be lack of ease, there will be pain, there will be everything that a thorn would do to the sole of one's feet, finding expression in different colors in such a relationship.
Yes.
I don't know if you have some other things to add.
Yes, just thank you for that. That was very insightful. Just to conclude, we're not saying that if you do have friendship or relationship with people that are good, that doesn't mean there won't be pain. But this proverb is actually making you to see, it's giving you a clear definition of who you are and who they are and how to manage that dynamic. So there are pain everywhere. There are pain in godly relationships.
There
are some pains that are just unnecessary. And that's what this proverb is saying. So as you go into your week, remember egun obesere at all.
As you said that, the emphasis on the re part actually just came alive again to me. Re could also mean reconciliation, or could be used in the context of two things being reconciled, two things being able to eventually align, matching together of some sort. And I'm saying that in the sense that if, for instance, in the context of marriage, where there is the most pain, and of course, married couples offend one another painfully again and again. But the reason why their own case is not that of Egun and Ese, that is not rare, is because they both hopefully have the same lordship over their lives. They are both allegiant to Jesus. He gets to be their reconciler through the Holy Spirit. And so there is no quarrel, there is no conflict that is irreconcilable because they have a common reconciler. But in a case whereby my reconciler is the Holy Spirit, but your reconciler is rebound sex, or your reconciler is going to the bar, or your reconciler is getting drunk, or whatever, any other act that is opposed, diametrically opposed to my reconciler, is going to lead into issues and into trouble. So yeah, that's just another way to see this. Egun obesere.
Yeah, just remember, take that to your week and just think egun obesere.
We'll see you in the next episode. Till then, remain an omoluabi. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.